Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All Relative Week on the music here on The Drive this week. Tommy Thurber doing a fine job. But as we know, the music is judged over a full week, not the first six songs.
I would have personally gone jealous again right there, but hey, everyone is an artist. It's fine.
I like both songs.
Tommy's painting a picture.
I'm surprised the Black Crowes didn't make it bigger.
They had, what, three songs? Maybe four?
Yeah, but they had that rock. They had that thing.
They had four great songs, though. If you have four great songs.
I went to see them at the Cotillion about 10 years ago.
They
didn't do any of their hits.
It was bad. They played Remedy, and that's it.
Awful.
But Remedy, She Talks to Angels, Jealous Again, and Hard to Handle. Those are as four good of songs as anybody could put out.
Black Crowes or Collective Soul?
Black Crowes.
Collective Soul.
Oh, please. Collective Soul was a sham, in my opinion.
Oh, my God.
They weren't a real
rock.
Here
we go.
They weren't a real rock band.
Oh, my God.
They weren't. They were a poppy rock band.
Duda.
They put out...
I want Duda.
Do you think he likes Collective Soul?
Listen, I like both.
Are they Canadian?
But I went down to Newkirk, Oklahoma to see Collective Soul.
And I can't imagine
And I left that show... much more satisfied than I left the show of the Black Crowes.
Well, yeah, because Black Crowes were trying to prove a point. Like, we can get through a show without playing our hits. And the truth is...
How'd that point go?
It didn't. It fell very flat. But still, if you take the body of work and the overall catalog, I'm going to pick the Black Crowes.
All right, we're going to wait till Jive Talk to do our Atlanta list. I hope people are enjoying these.
Well, I hope.
I would think they would be. It's painstaking to do them.
Well, it's interactive because people can put together their own and then compare and then call in. It's all good.
I've got a question for you.
What?
I'm not a big fan of independent baseball. No. I've seen it now enough to make my determination. What is the Salinas Stockade doing in this league, the American Association?
I don't know why they were chosen.
Why aren't they embarrassed? Why don't they disband the team right now?
Well, it's insane.
They are 1-23. They've lost 22 games in a row. They have a pitcher on the staff. They only list the initials. It was T. Thurber. So I thought it might be Tommy pitching in secrecy for this awful team. But it's Taylor Thurber out of Appalachian State. They have walked 126 hitters in 178 innings.
Isn't that
126
crazy?
Walks. I want to know why they're in the league.
I don't know why they were chosen. Laredo couldn't put a team together. And Laredo was like champs 2 years ago. They had, who's the guy who just got called up by the car? Beber? Is it Beber? John Beber?
Brebbia.
He was with Laredo a couple years ago, just blew everyone away. That was a good team. It was an enjoyable, independent baseball team, a quality, legitimate team. They don't have the funds, I guess, so they're out of the league. And Salina brought in, basically in the 11th hour, from the Pecos League, where they weren't good last year. But it is crazy. It's weird because these are guys who've played baseball. Appalachian State, I'm sure they're not like just the worst team ever. So this guy played college. You'd think... eventually, they could win a game, and they did win one. It was against the Wingnuts. Texas, by the way, 5-19, just ended a 14-game
losing. I don't care about Texas.
But two teams in the same division with 14 and 22-game losing streaks.
Well, I don't know how you watch it. I don't know how anybody in their right mind could watch this stuff.
Oh, Salina is
it's
so
a travesty.
Salina.
And you can't be a travesty. You can have bad teams, but you can't have this bad of a team.
That's the point. Salina, it's not just that their players aren't capable of winning in this league, and that's part of it. They don't know how to play baseball. They have no instinct for the right, like fielding a ground ball, like throwing it to first base.
Well, they're all collegiate players.
This is which is odd.
How do you get to college baseball and you don't know how to field a ground ball?
It makes me feel like I could play.
I mean, if you played any level, if you've played college baseball, I take it for granted that you have the fundamentals at least in your brain.
Their manager seems like a quality guy.
Who is their manager?
I can't. J.D. Drotty, older gentleman, never played.
What's he got to be doing right now?
Managed in baseball in his life.
What's he got to be thinking right now?
I don't think he knows what's. He can't teach.
What's his background?
He's an Air Force guy and like a Harvard law guy.
Well, I mean, what's his baseball background?
He doesn't have one.
He never played anywhere?
Never played, never coached, never managed.
We're going to get Harold Bouchard on because he's the only guy I know from Salina. And he's going to have to defend his town.
It's sad.
Justin, you're on the drive.
Hey, guys. I just remember watching Salina play Garden City Wind last year in the Pecos League, and they were horrendous in the Pecos League.
They were horrible.
Justin, I got to ask you the easy question. Yeah. What in the world were you doing watching those teams play in the Pecos League?
I have family in Garden City. It was a cheap ticket, so that's the reason why.
What was Garden City like?
Garden City's okay. Their manager had, I think, over 20 years experience of managing. And, you know, if you have the right people, you can have baseball go really well. But this Salina team, if I'm not mistaken, it was them and Great Bend had Pecos League teams last year, and they both disbanded. And then all of a sudden, Salina got picked for some reason to replace Laredo in the American Association. And I think they just had to pick up the scraps and go through the year with this.
Well, I feel...
To be honest, I don't even know how many games they have at home, and they're playing...
Seven.
And
all against the Wingnuts.
There you go. And the stadium they're playing in is the stadium that Sacred Heart, the high school, plays in. So if that tells you anything how that's going, there you go.
I guess that elicited a little bit of sympathy.
Did you know that they played Salina against Winnipeg in Wichita? That was the second series of the year.
You're kidding.
No, they played in... it's crazy. It's hilarious, but it's also crazy.
I don't know what to think. Paul, you're on the drive. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you. So, you are making a perfect point for me that I've been saying over and over. This is a prime example of why we should not be spending millions of our taxpayer dollars to renovate Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Right here, you just answered the question.
What do you mean, Paul? This has nothing to do with that.
It absolutely does. That's who's participating in the stadium.
The Wingnuts and the American Association would not be the tenants of an upgraded or new Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Affiliated baseball would be.
Oh, so we're hoping and assuming we're going to get affiliated baseball.
There won't be a new stadium without affiliated baseball.
Yeah, there will not be a new stadium unless there is an agreement to bring affiliated baseball to Wichita.
Perfect. I'm glad you said that. Now I have a different opinion. I'm a baseball guy, but if we're not going to have affiliated baseball, do not waste my
money. No, absolutely not. And no one would, Paul. No one would put millions of dollars into Lawrence Dumont Stadium without the knowledge or the guarantee that affiliated baseball is coming.
Good, because they haven't really stated it that well.
Well, that, trust me, that is the case.
That's why we miss you writing in the newspaper.
I miss me writing in the newspaper. The only clarity I can get for myself is when I write it in the newspaper.
There you go.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Here's the one funny thing, though, that I've come across while I don't know if you'd call it researching Salina. They have a guy named Roche Woodard. Last year he played in the Pecos League for Roswell, and Roswell last year... team batting average was .351. They hit 147 home runs in 66 games. Where are they playing?
On a spaceship.
Good God. Good
Isn't
line.
That where the...
Yes, we get it.
Yeah, it's 351? We'll take a break. When we return, we will give you our list, top 10 list of all-time Atlanta professional athletes. That's coming up next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.